Unit 18, 18.2, Exercise 2.
2.5 million animals are used in Australian medical research every year, 500,000 in Victoria alone. They justify the obscene waste of life like this. Animals must be used in order to trial new drugs and treatments safely. But a growing number of doctors and scientists have challenged this line, saying that in fact, animal research is counterproductive. It could, in fact, be damaging to human health. This is because animals are not like us. Their bodies are different. They suffer from different diseases. And obviously their reactions to drugs are also different. So animals cannot be used to find cures for humans. Why does animal testing continue? Answer, it's a huge industry. There are many, many vested interests in animal research, from the big pharmaceutical companies themselves to the manufacturers of the cages that these poor, dumb animals end up in. Then, apart from those obvious commercial interests, there are the many scientists who have chosen to base their careers on animal experiments. They would lose their jobs tomorrow if animal testing was stopped, wouldn't they? Basically, animal research is the ultimate quick fix. In general, it requires many years to monitor the progression of a human disease. Obviously, laboratory animals, with their shorter lifespans, tend to decline more rapidly. This means that research projects can be wrapped up quickly. Papers presented, trials successfully concluded, bam, new drugs hit the market. It can't be scientifically sound. But what should have been done, full-scale controlled monitoring within a human population, is ruled out as uneconomic. The hard truth is that just about every medical advance has come about either independently from or despite animal research. You shouldn't believe everything you hear, right?